So we'll say Parshas Pinchas picks up on the heels of last week's parasha. The Torah closes out Parshas Balak with, even though Balak fails to go ahead and curse Klal Yisrael, he does give Balak the wisdom that the Achilles heel of Klal Yisrael is immorality. So we know the story. So the daughters of Midian go ahead and engage in immoral behavior with many of the Jewish men. Story of Zimri and Cosby. Pinchas goes ahead and kills Zimri, who was a tribal prince, together with Cosby, who was a Midianite princess, and ultimately, again, stops the plague that is ravaging Klal Yisrael as a result of this immorality. Pinchas, in the beginning of this week's parasha, the Ribbono Shel Olam essentially gives him the seal of approval. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that ultimately, again, Lachein Emar, Hineni Nosein Lo Es Brisi Shalom. So remember again, we'll say in the aftermath of Pinchas' act of religious zealotry, so the shaila is, did Pinchas do the right thing or not do the right thing? Remember again, he didn't act with a tzivui from Hashem. It's not like God commanded him to do what he did. He did it. So obviously the great unknown is God happy or unhappy with what Pinchas did? In the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I am happy with what he did, v'haraya, lachein emar, therefore say to him, hineni no sein lo es brisi shalom. I'm giving Pinchas my covenant of peace. V'haisolo ulizaro acharov bris kuhunas olam. And I'll ultimately, again, therefore tell him and his children afterwards that I'm giving him the eternal covenant of the kuhunas. We'll say, remember again, very quickly, although Pinchas, you'll see, is like, you know, it's funny. You know, how do you become a kohen? How do you become a kohen? If your father's a kohen, that applies to everyone except Pinchas. Pinchas saw his father become a kohen, his grandfather become a kohen, yet he did not become a kohen. Because remember, again, there was a technical issue over here. At the time that the kohanim were chosen, it was Aaron, his four sons, and that kahuna only passed down to children whom they would have after their kohanic designation. But any children who were already alive at the time of kohanic designation did not become kohanim. Pinchas was alive at the time that his Zayda Aaron and his father Elazar were chosen. So amazingly enough, he sees his father and his grandfather become Kohanim, but he was not a Kohen. He earns the Bris Kahuna as a result of his incredibly brave and dynamic activity. So the Sfas Emes asks an interesting question. The Sfas Emes says, the Ger Rebbe says, that obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarding Pinchas with the Bris Kahuna? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have rewarded Pinchas' act of religious zealotry in a variety of different ways. Be it he chooses to reward Pinchas with the Bris Kahunas Olam, with the Kahuna. So the Sas Emes says, Ma kan amida kenegen mida. Why the Kahuna? Why is obviously, if he's giving them a kahuna, Rav says, so then obviously there's some type of midah kineged midah. There's some type of what we'll call like divine reciprocity. Pinchas, you did something, and therefore as a result of what you did, I give you bris. It's not just the pshat that he's giving him a reward. It's a specific type of reward. What's the midah kineged midah? What's the reciprocity? Why is the bracha that Pinchas is given the kahuna? And the Sassam says something so beautiful. He says, Lefi, Sheba emes hayu b'soch b'nei Yisrael harbe she'ez b'aisho emas ha-zimri, v'tztaru al zeh. The reality is, Pinchas was not the only one who was bothered by the immorality committed by Zimri and others. So there are many people who were troubled by the immoral behavior. So what was the difference between Pinchas and everyone else? This is so profound. Pinchas, hotzi machshavta min hakoach al hapoel. What's the only difference between Pinchas and everyone else? It was Pinchas did something. Pinchas did something. Pinchas didn't just experience pain and say, oy vavoy, but Pinchas took the pain that he was feeling and he translated that emotion into dynamic physical activity. Vizohi ke'en avodas kohanim. Sorry. Avodas kohanim. And the Sassana says that this is very similar to the Kohanim. We'll say, what do the Kohanim do? So the Rebbe says so beautifully, the Gemara quotes, Kohanim shluchei didan. The Kohanim are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. Lahotzi avodas halev shel bnei Yisrael min hakoach al hapoel. So we'll say, to say this a little bit differently, who are the Kohanim? The Kohanim, I will say, are the individuals who pledge their lives to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who understand that the greatest accomplishment in life is a life that is lived for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Rebbe says, all of us think it, and all of us believe it, but what? But what? It's the Kohanim who do it. So too says the Sfas Emes so beautifully. Pinchas is rewarded with bris kunaslam, because you know what was unique about Pinchas? Not his kavanas, not his intentions, not the fact that he was bothered when he saw wrongdoing. The difference between Pinchas and everyone else is that he didn't just allow himself to be bothered or upset, but he chose to act. He chose to do. And that's the avod of Kohanim. The, everyone yearns to live a life that is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference is that Kohanim actively do it. Therefore, Pinchas, who didn't just have an emotion or a machshava, but translated that into thought, ultimately, again, is rewarded with the bris kunasol. And I will say, I think that the Sfas Emes is teaching us an incredible, incredible yisod. That many of us go through life with incredible desires and aspirations, beautiful dreams, right? A pining and a yearning to be great, a desire to become something so beautiful. The problem is, we often just think about it, and we never actually do anything about it. So many of us have such well-thought-out, incredible hashkafas, right? This is my life approach. This is my ideology. Wonderful. Where do you see it in your life? See, I was saying, if you want to know what your hashkafas are in life, see, people always like to talk about hashkafa. If you want to know what your hashkafa is, people should be able to see what your hashkafas hachayim is based on the way that you act. The problem is, so many of us have beliefs, but those beliefs may not be manifest in the way that we live. If you believe in something with all of your heart, then it has to be expressed through your actions. Because if it just remains a belief, if I believe that a life of ruchnius is important, wonderful. Show me where that occurs. Don't show me, show yourself. Where that manifests itself in your behaviors, in your home, in the children you're raising, in the lifestyle that you're leading. Where does that come out ultimately again in your behaviors? The difference between Pinchas and everyone else is everyone was outraged about the immorality that was occurring all around them. The difference is everybody just krechts and said, oi, Nebuch, oi, terrible. And then what happened? Then what do they do? What do they do? They went to work, right? They went to work. Or they opened the paper. Or they turned on whatever. You know, they took a beer out of the refrigerator. Whatever they did, it bothered them, but then they went on with their life. Pinchas says, I don't understand. If it's bothersome and if it's wrong, then we need to stand up. Now again, I'm not talking about religious zealotry right now. That's a different discussion, which requires its own. But the point that the Sfas Emes is making over here is that the godless of Pinchas is that something bothered him and he acted, as opposed to the rest of Klal Yisrael, who it bothered them, but yet they didn't do anything about it. But to globalize it, what the Sfas Emes is saying is, let's say we walk through life with our beliefs, our ideas, our hashkafas, our aspirations, our dreams, and they're wonderful. And I have it so clearly thought out over here, in my mind and in my heart. But that's not enough. What I believe in has to find expression through what I do. If I believe that a spiritual life is important, but my recreational activities don't reflect that, my home life doesn't reflect that, the people I associate doesn't reflect that, then lemaisa, I might have beautiful beliefs, but what am I doing to actualize them? Pinchas teaches us that ultimately, and again, it's not enough in life to feel or believe a certain way, but those feelings, those beliefs must have expression through dynamic life activity. Or in other words, each of us has the ability to be a Kohen. Everyone wants a life of Ruchnius. The Kohen actively leads the life of Ruchnius. You know, we always come back to the famous Rambam. The Rambam writes that although technically speaking, those who serve in the Beis HaMikdash have to be actively part of Shevet Levi, but yet the Rambam also says that whoever wants to be an honorary member of Shevet Levi has that ability to do so. So I might not be able to offer up karbanos, but I could definitely go ahead and be a spiritual member of Shevet Levi. I could be a spiritual Kohen. To find the strength to be a Pinchas, to find the strength to be the kind of person, not just to have beliefs, convictions, hashkafas, dreams and aspirations, but to find the koach and to find the courage to allow those very things to find their expression through the way that I live and through the person I become.